Williams. I have heard by you the common request of my commons, which I may well term, methinketh, the whole realm, because they gave, and I have heard in all these matters of parliament, their common consent to such as be here assembled. The weight and greatness of this matter might cause in me, being a woman, wanting both wit and memory, some fear to speak, and bashfulness besides, a thing appropriate to my sex. But yet the princely seat and kingly throne, wherein God, though unworthy, hath constituted me, maketh these two causes to seem little in mine eyes, though grievous, perhaps, to your ears, emboldeneth me to say somewhat in this matter, which I mean only to touch, but not presently to answer, for this so great a demand needeth both great and grave advice. I read of a philosopher, whose deeds upon this occasion I remember better than his name, who always, when he was required to give answer in any hard question of school points, would rehearse over his alphabet before he would proceed to any further answer therein, not for that he could not presently have answered, but have his wit the riper and better sharpened to answer the matter withal. If he, a common man, but in matters of school took such delay, the better to show his eloquent tale, great cause may justly move me in this so great a matter, touching the benefit of this realm and the safety of you all, to defer mine answer till some other time, wherein I assure you the consideration of my own safety, although I thank you for the great care that you seem to have thereof, shall be little in comparison of that great regard that I mean to have of the safety and surety of you all. And though God of late seemed to touch me, rather like one that he chastised than that he punished, and though death possessed almost every joint of me, so as I wished then that the feeble thread of life, which lasted, methought, all too long, might by Clotho's hand have quietly been cut off, yet desired I not then life, as I have some witnesses here, so much for mine own safety, as for yours. For I know that in exchanging of this reign, I should have enjoyed a better reign, where residence is perpetual. There needs no boding of my bane. I know now, as well as I did before, that I am mortal. I know also that I must seek to discharge myself of that great burden that God hath laid upon me. For of them to whom much is committed, much is required. Think not that I, that in other matters have had convenient care of you all, will in this matter touching the safety of myself and you all be careless. For I know that this matter toucheth me much nearer than it doth you all, who, if the worst happen, can lose but your bodies. But if I take not that convenient care that it behooveth me to have therein, I hazard to lose both body and soul. And though I am determined in this so great and weighty a matter to defer mine answer till some other time, because I will not in so deep a matter wade with so shallow a wit, yet have I thought good to use these few words as well to show you that I am neither careless nor unmindful of your safety in this case. As I trust you likewise do not forget, that by me you were delivered, whilst you were hanging on the bough, ready to fall into the mud, yea, to be drowned in the dung, never yet the promise, which you have here made concerning your duties and due obedience, wherewith I assure you I mean to charge you, as further to let you understand, that I neither mislike any of your requests herein, nor the great care that you seem to have of the surety and safety of yourselves in this matter. Lastly, because I will discharge some restless heads, in whose brains the needless hammers beat with vain judgment, that I should mislike this their petition, I say that of the matter and some thereof I like and allow very well. As to the circumstances, if any be, I mean upon further advice further to answer. And as I assure you all, that though after my death you may have many stepdames, yet you shall never have any a more mother than I mean to be unto you all.